Life in 500 Words is the series here in Life Matters that we're inviting you to contribute to by recording a voice memo that tells a story about a turning point in your life. In this one, Nadia Odlam talks about how a simple object from the past has given her reason to pause and reflect at a pivotal moment in her life.
I have recently returned from living in New York. The end of my working visa and the sudden demise of a five-year relationship, the lover I'd moved overseas with, has brought me back with a bump to my parents' house in the Blue Mountains of Sydney. Heartbroken, about to turn 27, and with not a clue what to do next. In an effort to keep busy, I'm helping my mum with a long overdue clean out of their deep storage. Mum is an artist of unrealised potential, but she's also a bit of a hoarder. Never giving herself time to make art amongst the stresses of being a mother and a nurse, Mum's ability to see beauty and value in all objects has led to a vast accumulation of things, where potential projects lie mingled with receipts, papers, magazines, and other detritus of everyday life. For days now, we've sat out on the deck, under gum trees and screeching cockatoos, sorting through these piles. The enormity of the task helps to distract me from my own brooding feelings of sadness and anxiety. One day, we reached some particularly challenging boxes of things that had belonged to Grandma. She passed away 15 years ago. She was a hoarder too. In one box, Mum finds a small butter knife with a mother-of-pearl handle, which sparks an interesting memory. Mum tells me that Grandma's mother had died when she was young, around 12 years old. Her father was quickly remarried, and Grandma was sent off to boarding school. When she returned home 9 months later, she found that almost all of her mother's possessions had been thrown away. When Grandma died, Mum found a handwritten list amongst her possessions. It was titled, Things I Know My Mother Touched. The list included around 12 objects, sewing tools, some monogrammed cutlery, and the small butter knife with the mother-of-pearl handle. I thought about this tale of my grandma's grief. In some ways, it may explain her hoarding, the immense value that she attributed to the smallest of objects. Perhaps, too, this tendency was then bequeathed to her daughter. I begin to reflect on what this means for me, for Mum passed on her interest in objects to her children, and in the end, I was the one who got to go to art school, to turn this fascination into fuel for a career as an artist. Amongst the anxiety that I'm feeling about what comes next, I can recognise acutely the privilege in what I've already been given. I don't know where this turning point in my life will lead, but I do know that had things not gone the way they did, I might never have sat under gum trees and screeching cockatoos, holding this small thing that I know my great-grandmother touched. And I may never have been prompted to think about the echoes that pass through generations, about memories that are worth keeping, and the things that you have to let go.
Nadia Odlam, on the influence her mother, her grandmother, and great-grandmother have had on her, the echoes that pass through generations, as she says. The sound designer for Nadia's story was John Jacobs. And if you would like to contribute to this Life in 500 Words series on the theme of a turning point in your life, I would love to hear from you. Record yourself using the Voice Memo app on your smartphone and email the sound file to us at lifematters@abc.net.au. It's not hard to do. And on the Life Matters website, there are instructions for you if you need it on how to record and email that voice memo.